Easter. I've got a new life you would hardly recognize. Hey, I'm so glad. How could a person like me care for you? Why should I bother when you're not the one for me? Woo-hoo-hoo! Is it not enough? So, shoot me if you've heard this story before. Well, no, don't. But me and Rachel went on our first off the West Coast tour. We played shows in Chicago and Columbus. It was a hell of a tour. And on the way from Columbus into Chicago, we heard the sign on the radio. Somebody got ready to turn the station, and I said, "What is wrong with you? Does God hate you or something? Has he not taught you how to love? Is that what's wrong with you? Is that why you changed the station just now, Liz?" She's like, "Dude, you have to chill." And I can just turn it back to the stage. Like, we've already missed part of the song. You know, you just fucking drop me off by the side of the road here. I'll starve to death now. Now that you've ruined my life. So she turned this song back, and I preached my gospel, and then I'm pretty convincing what I want to be in. So then we pulled off in Gary, Indiana, and bought the whole album on cassette. Put it into the tape deck. Just kept rewinding. Listened to it once, twice, three times, four times, five times, six times, seven, eight, nine, ten. By the time we got into Chicago, we had choreographed a dance. I believe I can remember it. I saw the sun, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sun, love is demanding without understanding. And no one's gonna drag you up to get into the light where you belong. It was hot as blazes as we drove through the south side, pulling up with lights. All the people laughing at the white kids doing their little dance in the car. It was really rad. I opened the set with it that night. Under the pale moon, for so many years I wondered who you are. How can a person like you bring me joy? Under the pale moon, where I see a lot of stars. A lot of stars. 2, 3, 4. I saw the sign. It opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. Love's demanding without understanding. Yeah, I saw the sign. And it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. And now it's gonna drag you up. to get you. Peter actually offered me $20 to play this next one. Peter, was this on any record?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know.
Ask Tim.
Is it Hawaiian Feeling?
No. This is very, very, very old. Older by about three albums than anything I've played tonight.
Oh God.
I think it's standard Bitter Love Song number 2, but you lose count. I think it may have been like the first song Peter ever saw me play. I used to like to open with it because, you know, then like weed out the people who didn't want to watch some crazy fucking dude stamping his foot.
We all want to watch that.
We're all here now.
Yeah. We'll see if I remember the words. I think this. Oh yeah.